Tuesday, 11th of August. He sees the supplicant. Genesis chapter 16, verse 13, New International Version. She gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees me," for she said, "I have now seen the one who sees me." When we think of the Lord seeing everything, we often think of just the negative side. We think about how the Lord sees everything we think, say, or do. And this thought may bother many. The complete knowledge of the Lord is one of the most comforting truths there is. Why? He sees the supplicant, that person who is making a humble or earnest plea to him. Hagar is on the run. She is in a time of terrible distress. In the midst of her trial, she has a conversation with the Lord. We call this prayer. Are you not glad the Lord hears us when we pray? That is His promise. These verses remind us of His promise. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. But there are times when we cannot put our prayers into words. What then? The Lord who sees all things sees even the thoughts of our hearts that cannot be expressed. He hears the prayer that remains unspoken. He interprets the message of our tears. He reads the unspoken message of the burdened heart. He does not need for us to frame our prayers in words. He can comprehend the depth of our petition because He knows us intimately. Rejoice that our Lord knows us intimately and desires the very best for us, even in the most trying circumstance. Call to Him. Prayer thought. Lord, thank you for knowing us so intimately and that you care for us.